Hey everybody, it's your boy JJ Cash, the official voice of Fully Loaded Wrestling, and you're listening to the awesome What's On Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
Welcome, fight fans, to What's On Fight, the podcast that judges random shows provided free by the Fight app and reported all back to you. I am Finn Fish, and hey, Mr. Fourth Row, you like the new intro, huh?
Yes, thank you to Fully Loaded Pro Wrestling for that little bumper intro. We greatly appreciate it, and we're going to be just excited to watch you guys again, and hopefully we can set up a interview with somebody there also here real soon as well. So shout out to you guys.
Yeah, big shout out to Fully Loaded Wrestling. You can watch them on Monday nights. They have their new shows up on Fight on Mondays. First, man, we've been tearing it up on Twitter and on other places.
Oh gosh, yes. Boy, and you know, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and I was just thinking about that today. I was talking in the group me chat room, and I was like, you know, I just realized a resolution I probably should do, and that's don't feed the internet trolls.
Yes, we had a big time internet troll as there's a wrestling organization out there promoting an upcoming event on Fight, and I retweeted what they had said about Fight and retweeted the people that retweeted them. And the recipient was upset that we weren't the actual Fight app, that we were What's On Fight instead. So he got extremely upset at us, because we don't know if guy or girl, about our actions and thinking we were trying to maybe pull some wool over their eyes or make us frost prophets or something like that.
Yeah, it's just discouraging that people can't read. It's the basic, the easiest PC way to really kind of talk about them. And, you know, like I said, don't feed the trolls. I kind of went off on them and told them, hey, you know, basically, this is who we are, this is what we do, and if you can't read our description of our Twitter handle, that's on you. I'm sorry. You know, I hate to dwell on this too much at the beginning of our show here today, but it is what it is, so it's too bad. You know what? And they don't even deserve to be named, in my opinion, on this podcast. I'm not going to even give them the satisfaction of even saying who they are. You guys can go to Twitter and figure it out.
Yeah, which is cool that they're upset that the Fight TV app does not follow them, but guess what? They follow us. They follow What's On Fight, and they also follow my personal account. So
yeah, and they even retweeted us a few times. So like I said before, much greatly appreciated. We greatly appreciate you guys' support. And, hey, thank you guys for the credit on my personal account too.
Yes, I received my credit a while back, and then, you just recently received your, I don't know how much you got, but I got $20 credit.
I got $20 as well. And I got it right before the new year. I think I got it on, Friday, the 30th.
Yeah, and I was going to use mine actually on the TNA One Night Only event, which is being held actually right now.
So, as we are recording this, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to, because I think we're going to record a podcast before that. So I did not waste my credit on that. I would have. They're just recording this podcast. But any more talk? Or are we going to wait to the end of the show to talk about the other elephant in the room that we had?
Well, yeah, you know, I think we should get it all done, just to get it done over with. I'm actually I'm okay with it, like we talked offline here. I'm okay with it, but you can go ahead and have your say. I already had my say on Twitter. with them. In my opinion, it's kind of hard because they are our, a sibling podcast, here on the, Trending Topics, network. Cheap plug. The brand new Trending Topics network. But, go ahead and have your little say.
The guys over at WrestleCast had a little bit of criticisms, which were warranted over on our part. But, a few of them I didn't understand, or, you know, you're just complaining for complaint's sake. A few of these characters' names that we do not get correct, like Sumo Darlings. I said it just that fast. Sumo Solo, so it comes off that way. If announcer says it, it's like Sumo Darlings.
Well, and it was also in this particular match, it was difficult because we had Sumi Sakai wrestling as well in that match. And it's difficult. And understandably, you know, when you haven't watched a promotion, for example, in this case, Ring of Honor, for a while, you have to get back into it and capture the names. And as we have watched so many episodes on Fight TV, that some of these names are very hard to come by because there's no graphics. And the way that a name sounds is not necessarily the way it's spelled and vice versa. So it's also kind of difficult. And the only thing I really had to say, and I'll go ahead and just repeat it here, because I already said it on Twitter. Hey, we're not perfect. We're not as knowledgeable as everybody else. And just like, you know, for example, I'm probably more knowledgeable about, for example, my local promotions than, you know, anybody else that's maybe listening to this podcast, then, you know, for example, you know, and vice versa. You may be more, knowledgeable about your local promotion in your area and so on.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of getting used to what you're watching and being familiar. And like I said, one of the biggest things I always harp on is that if you are getting into a promotion, do that recap of what has happened recently and kind of give an idea to the viewer of what you are going to be expecting for to be watching on this particular episode.
Especially when just another example, a guy in that ICW, Chris Renfro. To me, it looks totally different than what it sounds, you know, and only here and there, and they call him something else. It's not like we're going to see this guy next week. We're not going to see this guy for maybe another month or two or three months down the line before we run over this podcast again, ICW.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's like, oh, I got to study this guy's name. I got to study the ref's name and the announcer's name, the other competitors. It gets complicated, especially when they have three or four different monikers.
Right.
And so you know, knowing about these wrestlers, it sucks that we don't know who these guys are.
Right. And we're watching a different promotion every single week. It would be different if we're watching, Ring of Honor every week, for example, Ring of Honor every week. But we're watching something totally different. So, and we're not seeing a lot of, repeats, wrestlers on these promotions. Cause, you know, Royce Isaacs can't wrestle in every single promotion, for example.
The only name that we had seen wrestle multiple times is Big Duke, and that's not that hard to remember.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, let's get off those guys, you know. Hold on, let me say something. I know they don't have time to come on this show, but I, myself, have time to go on their show. So if they want me to, I would really love to come on to their show just to talk different wrestling, you know. You know, it's different perspectives, different, you know, topics. But I have the time, and I would like to be on your show. But
challenge laid down. A friendly challenge.
Oh.
I hope.
Now I just mistaken what I was going to say next. But it'll come to me in the middle of this review of this Wrestle Center. Wrestle Center Voltage. Man, this show, it took me 7 attempts to make it through this show. I think 3 of those is because I didn't want to watch it, and the other ones is people were interrupting me. But off the bat, I thought this was great until the middle of this programming. Good camera angles, good backstage stuff.
Yeah.
Good audio was good. A little messed up, but.
Yeah, but good, good looking, I thought. The ring looked good. The cameras looked pretty good.
But we start this show off with Matt Bullen. That's a pretty cool name.
That's a good, I liked him. Also, before we really get into it, it sounds like they are coming from, Halifax, Canada. I'm assuming that's Halifax, Nova Scotia. Canada, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And now I just remember what I wanted to say. For our new, we had added some more categories to our, awards. And, one is going to be Mr. WOF, where whoever wrestles the most matches or seen the most on the shows we watch, randomly on the Fight Network, will get our Mr. or Mrs., WOF. And we renamed the Bad Name Award to the Joseph Joe Brody. The Joseph Joe Brody Award. Holy crap. he gets that award. And, so throughout the year, we might say, oh, there's Joseph Joe Brody. That's,
go ahead. Sorry.
So that's the new, new name for that award. And we added the awards.
Yeah. So maybe a suggestion out there, if you are a, wrestler out there and you're listening to us, send us a message of either through Twitter or email and tell us what to watch so you can bump up your numbers. Because you know you're going to be on that particular episode.
I was thinking of this because in this episode, but I'm going to explain that once we get to this person. But I really like this opening. This showed the dominance of Matt and the history of this guy being 2 years in the company, running through everyone. It was in black and white, beating everyone down. I liked it.
it was pretty cool.
I enjoyed that. Nice rowdy crowd tossing streamers. Oh my! They must have had a guy selling streamers right outside because they did not run out.
Or there was Party City next door.
Yeah. Have you thrown a streamer before? Have you
done that? I've thrown a streamer before, but never at a wrestling event.
Oh, they're quite hard to throw. You know, don't too hard because they're very light. So you just want to finesse.
There's a technique.
Yeah, there's a technique. And we get into our first
segment
of the night where we get Richard Chinnery, the librarian. I crapped all over this guy. I was dumping on this dude. I was like, this dude is dressed half and half. Oh, he looks like a librarian up top, but he's he has a tuxedo.
Yeah.
And I did not like this guy. Hint, it changes towards the end, but I did not care for this guy. I think he had a shitty gimmick, had even worse music. But he was taken on, or come to interrupt him, was none other than the famous Colt Cabana.
Chinnery was trying to do two gimmicks at the same time, and I think that was his big issue.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, right off the bat, I was like, this dude's trying to do two gimmicks. Later on, I found out why he was doing two gimmicks, why it felt like he was doing two gimmicks. And then Colt Cabana comes out and says the same thing I was saying, like, are you Chippendale's librarian? But Colt Cabana was very funny here. I never cared for the comedy of Colt Cabana because I only seen him in ROH. But he's winning me over. This event is turning the tables on Colt Cabana. I would like to see his brand of comedy because it's different. Some different stuff I've never seen done before. So that was very interesting. But that's the main event.
Right, and I have seen Colt Cabana in person this past summer, right around 4th of July weekend. He was at here in Denver at the Lucha Libre and Laughs event that happened, I think, actually July 4th or July 3rd or something to that effect. It was really close to that, and let's just say that the match that he wrestled there here in Denver was pretty much the same exact match he wrestled on this episode of Wrestle Center.
Did he tear up the library? Did he
Well, there's no library, but just the wrestling part was pretty much the same.
Okay. But Colt Cabana tore up the set that the Shinnari had set up, you know, threw around the chairs, ripped up Shinnari's library book, or I don't know what kind of book.
Yeah, well, Colt Cabana called it his fake-ass book. And he took offense, and Shinnari took offense to that, because, like, no, I wrote it. I wrote this book.
Yeah. So then the library was closed. A good segment selling that this is the main event for tonight.
Yeah, except for you skipped the my funniest part of this was that Shinnari wanted to teach Cabana a few lessons, and that was how to pronounce Shinnari. Like, and Cabana kind of interrupted him. Well, you know, this wrestler's name is Richard, and what's the shortened name for Richard? Well, Dick. So he's like, oh, Dictionary. I get it. And so that was funny.
I think I skipped over this eight times I watched it, because I didn't figure this shit out until the end of the night. Like, his fucking name's Dictionary. That is awesome. Yeah. This guy is awesome. If we had a best name award, it would go to Richard Shinnari. Because that shit is creative as hell.
Yeah, and Cabana then got this rowdy cap crowd saying, beat that dick. And I thought that was good. I thought that part was really good with this library opening segment. This was actually pretty good writing, I thought. Yeah. So.
Very good writing so far on the show.
Yeah.
Now we get Matt Bowen and the producer Tyler. He's called by the producer Tyler. They're backstage because Matt is going to have a gauntlet match, and people were going to sign up for this gauntlet match, so they're standing in front of the sheet to sign up. And we get what's the guy's name? Because they didn't say his name at first, but they go to his name later.
Rodney Broom.
Rodney Broom. And which is a pretty cool name. It's like Bruins Broom. So I was like, oh, wow. Once they finally show us graphics, like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah.
That was like broom, like, you know, sweeping broom, not this other broom. But this is
pretty good, though. Yeah, it's kind of like, I would guess, now, this is just my somewhat educated guess. It's kind of like maybe like a old English kind of spelling, you know. And I was trying to figure out exactly how to say it, because it sounded like they were saying it differently a couple times, but the majority of the time it sounded like it was broom, even though it's not spelled like the broom that you would sweep with. But so it could be broom or it could be broom, that we're just not hearing that second syllable. So, but that's the way I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, and he walks in between them, signs up for the gauntlet match. And these guys treated him like he was a second-rate citizen. They were like, nah, you go do the ring gear. You go get our badge. You take them there and there. And, eventually find out that Rodney was trained under Matt. So he was the only person that he trained. Yeah, he's the only person that made it out of the school or something like that. We go to an empty commercial break.
Yeah, they had a lot of kind of somewhat painful, just fade to black commercial breaks, and that's all it was. Yeah, it was a little difficult. A lot longer than they should have been, you know. Should have been only about 5 seconds if they didn't have anything that they were actually going to play.
Yeah.
But, these are a little painful.
If you have a fake commercial, empty commercial, and you have – I can understand if it played out for a minute and then you came back, but it played out for like 30 seconds. Like, what did you have there then? Because you could have chopped that off. So I don't know what they did there.
Fade back in.
Yeah. And then Tyler eventually catches up to Broom and it says, hey, man, you shouldn't have signed up. You made a mistake. Take your name off. It'll be all good. But 20 minutes of all that, we finally get to our first match of the night. And what are you saying?
The announcer looked like a wrestler because he had the cut-off sleeve shirt and the tattoos. And you know, put a polo on or something, at least. I was having a little difficult time with that. Because even, for example, Vampiro, does dress up a little bit, you know, even though, you know, he's a commentator, he's not an announcer.
Yeah.
But, even for commentating, he dresses up so he's not mistaken. And it's, well, and also it's very clear that he's part of the commentating team. Versus like this guy, whoever this announcer was, it was kind of difficult. For example, the only way you would know is that he had the microphone in the hand and was announcing the wrestlers, but I thought it was a little strange.
And this was, Chip Chambers, another good name.
Yeah.
versus Mikey Rave in what I thought was a great match. Not the best match of the night, but a very good back and forth match. Great impactful moves. I really like this match, especially waiting 20 minutes to get an actual wrestling match. This is pretty good.
But, yeah, they did a lot of setup in this episode. This episode was what, like an hour and 15 minutes or so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very long for the amount of matches they had on here, but
yeah.
At least two of the matches were good.
Yeah, this was a very, very solid match. Great chain wrestling. Chain wrestling to start the match, and like I said, like you just said, a lot of great impactful quick moves. Very, very solid match.
Yeah. And nothing too much about this match. They didn't advertise it or nothing like that like they did the other two, but a very good finish. Oh my gosh. Chip Chambers is on the top rope, walks the top rope, and then does a springboard blockbuster.
Yeah.
Holy crap, he lays this kid out. Ricky Raves is gone. And he picks up the win. And then Chip Chambers jumps in the crowd. They're mentioning some stuff about these two guys, but they were mostly focused on Matt Bowen and Rodney Broom and all that confrontation. So they were half-assed into this match. So we didn't get much more information from the commentators because one dude was named Mouse, and then the other dude was a Tyler, the producer. So I forget the other guy's Mouse or Squeaker. I don't know what the guy thinks.
Yeah.
And now we go backstage where the producer left the commentator table to go talk to Dylan Sharp. And he does not want Dylan Sharp to, sign up for this, gauntlet match. He had too many opportunities, but, what you can do is go tell, what's his name?
Rodney Broom, yep.
That, he should back out of this match, and, you know.
And then Tyler was telling, Dylan, if you do this, then we might be able to get yourself back onto the, Wrestle Center, roster.
Yeah, but if I signed up, I get a match. So why would I tell him not to do, you know, I get an automatic match if I sign up. But he did say he'll erase his name. So then why wouldn't you erase Broom's name if you could erase this other kid's name?
Yeah.
So.
That was, that did not, add up. The math did not, add up there on that.
So I'm like, okay, I guess. Then just out of nowhere, Broom's on the phone, you know, I say talking to his wife and kids.
Wife, yeah.
I say talking nonsense, but he's talking to his wife. And the camera's like right up in his face, or they zoomed in, and he's just sitting there still talking. I was like, dude, get the fuck out of my phone. See me on the phone. But, Tyler, what's his name?
Dylan. Dylan showed up.
Yeah, Dylan showed up. I was like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, oh, man, Broom's like, I don't know, this politics stuff here, I'm not liking it. I'm going to go home. And then.
Yeah, he feels. Broom's feeling like he's walking into a trap.
And Dylan's like, nah, man, you cool, man. You got this. Don't let yourself down. Pick yourself up, your wife, your kids, your family.
Yeah.
Do it for you. Do it for them. Do it for everyone. And so it reinvigorates Broom to stick to the match. So Tyler did not do his job. Or Tyler.
Dylan.
Dylan did not do his job that he was sent out to do, so we won't see him for a while.
Yeah.
Since he didn't. He wasn't good.
Yeah, he gave Rodney a pep talk for better or worse.
Okay. Now, we have another blank commercial break.
Ow, it's painful, painful.
Same thing. It lasted for like another, you know, like 30 seconds or so, but.
Yeah, those way too long.
And now Broom and Tyler are backstage, and Tyler's apologizing to Broom. Hey, man, you can do it. You're good. Don't worry about it. No hard feelings, blah, blah, blah. Broom like, yeah, okay, man. And he starts to walk off, and then from behind, Matt Bowen just, man, he beats the hell out of this dude really quick. And just, he's like, yeah, you want some more? Meet me in the ring.
Exactly, yeah.
And then 43 minutes in, we get our second match of the night. Oh, man, this is where I 100% want to check out. This was bad.
Yeah, I wanted to hand them a calculator because this just didn't add up the way that they tried to pull this gauntlet match off.
I like the build, but okay, let's say
execution was poor.
Yeah, this guy, the first competitor, Corey Youngblood, comes out. And he gets the shit beat out of him. Oh yeah,
First of all, Bowen gives him the chance just to leave.
Yes. He gives him a chance to leave. The kid's like, all right, Bowen turns his back. Youngblood goes to leave, but he's like, hey, I'm gonna climb the top ropes. So he climbs the top ropes and hits Bowen with a pretty big drop kick. Sends Bowen flying, but Matt gathers himself and just hits a wicked spine. His spine buster looked like it hurt. There's probably at least 100-pound weight difference, maybe.
Oh, a little easy. More. Yeah, easy 100 pounds, yeah.
Just a big-time spine buster for the 1, 2, 3. And then this word I didn't make any sense because they said the second participant is Rodney Bowen. I'm like, they built this guy up all night and he's the second guy?
This didn't make sense because it should have been, no matter how many competitors were going to be in the gauntlet match, Broom should have been the last competitor, period.
Yeah, so that, I'm like, okay, maybe something funky stuff's going to happen. Broom gets in, cuts a promo. This is his dream. He's been wanting to do this all of his life. Shit. Matt Bowen does not give two shits, and he whoops this dude up as well. Broom did get a couple of punches in the corner, 10 punches in the corner, but yeah. Bowen just barreled through him, another wicked spine buster, and picks up the 1, 2, 3, and I'm like, what? He could have got a false finish, he could have hit a hip toss, he could have did a drop kick, the Dylan kid, they could have ran down, double teamed him. They could have did so much stuff here, but what they built up to all night, this guy didn't have a hope in hell. He just got ran through quickly and disposed of even quicker. This is a waste of time. I'm done. This is a waste of time. Who's gonna come out next? They didn't show anyone else.
Yeah.
Maybe the other kid or, ugh.
Yeah. Well, one good thing they did do is they did do a good job that Bowen's finishing maneuver was a spine buster and people were not going to kick out of it. So I will give him a point for that, but just the way that they did the order for the gauntlet match still did not work. As we will see with our third participant that comes out.
Third participant is Madison Miles, a 17-year-old girl, a little girl. She gets in there and Bowen,
steps up to him.
She steps up. She ain't afraid. But she gets pushed down a few times, but she ain't scared. She steps up and then they announce this, but the cameraman jumps into the ring and pushes Bowen down. And apparently the cameraman is Madison's dad.
Mike Miles.
Yeah. So I didn't know. Okay. Mike Miles. Yeah. So I guess Bowen won because they're saying, hey, later on, hey, he ran at the gauntlet, but I did not hear a bell. I didn't hear nothing that indicated that he won this match.
Yeah. He just left after getting pushed down by Mike Miles. So, yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, so, but they didn't have no physical altercation. She just got pushed down a few times.
Yeah, but she did get a slap. Bullen did slap her.
Oh, yeah.
There was one of that. So it wasn't terrible. And in my opinion, you know, because, you know, there's some wrestling promotions that can get away with intergender wrestling each other. Like, you know, like Lucha has been doing a really good job. Lucha Underground has been doing a really good job, I think, on that, for example. But this was just a slap. So it wasn't anything impactful or devastating looking or anything like that. So I didn't have a problem with it.
No, I didn't have a problem with it either. But I had a problem with this little girl celebrating. Like, she just just won the world title. She was happy. Just got up on the turnbuckle, and I don't understand. But now this is where on my notes I was ranting. I was going off. What the fuck is this shit? But the little girl is celebrating until some unknown woman. No one knows who she is. They see her backstage, but we don't know her name. We don't know nothing about her. Okay, really? She's not wearing a mask. You know, she looks pretty friendly. No, she's a big woman.
She's tall.
She's very tall, man. I probably didn't want to pin her and Bone in the ring together. I think,
yeah,
she might have been a little bit taller than him, but she's a very large woman. She gets in and then attacks Madison, or she confronts Madison, and her dad tries to jump back in the ring. Man, this dad's super overprotective. He wants his daughter to wrestle, but doesn't want her to wrestle. I don't know.
Yeah.
She tells her dad that, hey, she has this, and then the larger woman just she puts her down. So we built all this up, and then this is the result we get of this.
Yeah, did not make sense. I don't know why that is. They could have done this totally different. We don't know any history of this Madison Miles. We don't know. Well, actually, we don't know any history of Wrestle Center Voltage at all, but try and be as educated as we possibly can be. Just none of this made sense. The order, the build up, why this was happening or why this was happening, just got us confused.
And this they were stating all throughout the show, their first their biggest show of the year. This is their first national show. They're on the Fight Network.
Yeah,
I'm like, and this is what you give me? This main event better be off the chain, because this shit sucks. This is not how you do it. And then they said Bowen is in contention for the world title. I ain't see no titles. I ain't see the world champ. They ain't show a picture of him. I think they mentioned his name, but I didn't see him. So I don't even know if they even had a world title. And so they said, oh, he's been undefeated for 2 years running through everyone. He might be in contention for the title after running through this gauntlet. And then Mouse was like, what? Really? And whatever. And he just, you know, they just go to the final match of the night. And it was very good. Very, very good match. But I think I just ran it off and it didn't even take notes for the rest of this. But I know that's what I figured out. This would calm me down as I figured out Richard Chenery was Dictionary. And that calmed me down, and I think I just went, I was like, I'm done. But the last match was, like I said, very cool. I did like when Colt Cabana, he came down with a large picture of his face, or a large cutout
one of the rowdy fans actually had it. You know, you see these blown up faces in crowds all the time on TV. And somebody had one of him, and so he played around with it in his entrance and everything like that. And I think it got hit by a streamer, and so he did some CPR on it. I mean, if anybody out there is seeing, like I said, seeing any Colt Cabana's recent matches, this is his shtick. This is his shtick now. This is what he does. Like I said, this is pretty much the exact same kind of match that I saw him last year in July. So, and you know, honestly, it's entertaining. It's a little different. You know, it's solid. You got to have a good opponent to be able to pull off this comedy and wrestling at the same time. So I do give a little bit of props to Richard Cincinnati, for participating in this match.
And I like the part when he was swinging at the streamers that were flying into the ring. He was trying to hit it with the big giant head. And, you know, that's when it broke and he went, did CPR, and, you know, he's praying to the mother and the father and the Holy Ghost and all of them to revive this thing. But that was pretty cool. But when Shinari came out, he had the Triple H water bottle with him. But he was squirting people.
He was being a little lewd, more than even Triple H does.
Yeah. And then when he was done with the water bottle, he throws it into the crowd. I guess it hits a kid, but it flew. It had to have something in it. It couldn't have been empty because it flew to the
right
to past the fourth row, maybe the eighth row. Because it said it hit some little kid. Coco Cabana goes out there and celebrates with the little kid, gets the kid, little kid,
yeah,
just was dying over that. I think that made that little kid's day. I hit the head, but I get the Coco Cabana got to pick me up, or I don't know who this little kid was, but he was extremely happy.
And the commentator team was kind of mentioning to the fact that they thought the kid was in the beer section, because they mentioned the beer section at the beginning of the match, Colt Cabana did. And so they're like, well, what's the kid doing in the beer section? That was pretty funny. But that was a good ad lib by Cabana, I thought, to go take care of the kid. So
yeah. But great solid match. Colt Cabana did some of it's in the ring, did some of his comedy spots. I've never seen someone do this one where he's on the top ropes and his opponent is, you know, down on the mat, and he jumps off, but they roll out of the way, so he just lands on his feet, runs over to him and does a splash. I thought that was pretty funny. Because you see people rolling out of the way and they're like, oh shit. Yeah. He's down and still hits the splash as if he jumped that far. Very funny. But Shinari, gets the win. I didn't think they were going to put Shinari over. Holy shit.
I didn't think so either, but Shinari distracted the ref with the dictionary or the book that he wrote. I'm still not sure what it is. And then when the ref's back was turned, hit Cabana with a low blow. And then the reading rainbow finishing, that's what they call his finishing move, and gets the win.
It's like a sort of like a reverse suplex. Not a reverse suplex, but it was a twisting suplex. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't know they called it the reading rainbow. Shit. Yeah, I'm high on this Shinari guy. I got to watch him again.
Yeah.
Once I seen this in this match, I could say at first I was like, oh, hell no. But I'm sold on him. Great, solid gimmick. One part of his librarian and the rest of him is his dictionary. And, you know, it's two gimmicks, but it works pretty good for him. Because I'm like, what the hell? What the hell last name is Shinari? I never heard a last name Shinari before.
Right.
But, you know, it's Richard Shinari.
Yeah, so, dictionary.
So
I get it. Okay, yeah, I get it.
And he played up each part of it. You know, one part of him is the dick, and the rest of him is the Shinari. So,
yeah.
But the two matches were great. If it was just those two matches and that amount of time, I'm gonna give this a wrestling show, Wrestle Center, a voltage, a very high ranking. Because I thought they were good camera work, good gangles, good backstage stuff. But just for that Matt Bowen and all that rest of that shit, oh.
And some of the stuff that was out of order and just didn't add up. Yeah, that's going to detract a little bit.
You're calling this your first ever nationally televised show, and this is what you give us.
Yeah. And you're plugging the Fight Network. You even have the Fight Network logo integrated into your Wrestle Center logo. Make some missteps there.
You got to put your champ on. Your champ should have ran down at the end of the night to scare him off from the little girl. If that's your next feud you're going to, he shouldn't have left the ring. He shouldn't have backed down, but someone could have came with a weapon. The old man, old cameraman, scare you off. Someone, the next feud should have came and taken him out of the ring. Someone, because he just left on his own free will. Like, I'm out. I ain't gonna mess with no little girl after her dad attacked me. I'm out of here.
Right.
You know, the security could have came. You know, something. But
actually, Bullen was security. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh yes.
His back of his shirt said security.
So technically, I guess security was there. Security
just threw himself out.
Security threw himself out. I was like, hey, you gotta go.
I gotta go. See ya.
But like I'm saying, I want to give them a 3 so bad, but I'm gonna go middle of the road for all the production. That was great. All the camera angles, all the backstage stuff was great. Just tighten up that story a little bit.
I think they have a lot of potential if they just fix the stuff that doesn't add up and the little bit of missteps. I think they have a lot of potential.
Yeah, bringing in a big name like Colt Cabana for that's a good move.
Yeah,
pitting your talent over, that's a bigger move. But that Bowen, maybe she should have went on last, because I'd have been happier. I'd have at least at least 2 good solid matches. Now this crap, you end it with sending the crowd home happy
or
the little girl won, she didn't win, but you bring the mystery woman in and go, okay, who is she? Where is she from?
Yeah, and too, if this is going to be your big episode, give us a little bit more about your promotion. You know, if you need to make it 2 hours long.
Yeah, because all they did was Wrestle Center, and the show started. I'm like, no pictures of guys jumping off balconies, no, like the other promotions we watch, at least. They show some of their talent throughout the little vignettes they show for their opening. I'm like, okay, I can see this guy. Who's this guy?
Right.
But yeah. So what do you give this Wrestle Center Voltage?
I'm going to give them a 6. And like I said, fix the little missteps. And I think they have a lot of potential. I'm definitely interested in watching them again. Because, like I said, if they can just do that, I think it would capture my attention.
Yeah, I mean, at least they gave us storylines to watch next time. I did like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, who's this mystery woman? So at least how's Matt doing that? How's Broom doing that? He got after that ass beating he took.
Right.
So at least it brought some stories to to be to the forefront, next time. Like, okay, this storyline continues and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And does Dylan get some heat for not getting Broom out of the gauntlet match,
I don't think so, because Broom didn't do shit. Broom got swept up. She's...
Yeah.
Broom actually had more backstage time talking and on the phone with his wife than he had in the ring.
Yeah.
So... So that's not good. But what do we have next here on What's on Fight?
Our next episode that we're going to review is we're going to watch a show called Revolution 13. It's by PWX Pittsburgh. So looks pretty good. We just skimmed it real quick. It looks like they have a lot of camera angles. They kind of promoted that there right at the beginning, so this should be interesting. They said something about no privacy, so we'll see how that works into the episode as a whole, but should be pretty interesting.
So maybe they might have cameras in the locker room, the women's locker room, like in Lucha Underground.
Yeah, very possible.
So, but for us here on Fight, we have so many other podcasts that talk about wrestling, and then the one that we're feuding with right now, WrestleCast.
You are
the ones I'm going to feud with right now.
I had my say.
Okay, well, one little thing I did want to say before. I didn't know that they didn't like being called the big boys of professional wrestling. They cover the big guys. I did not know that, because every week on Lou Chat, when I talk about that show, that's what I mention them as. So yeah. I did not know that. So they're, what's their catchphrase? You always get it perfect. So
they are the podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling.
They talk about all wrestling, not just the big boys.
Yeah.
We also have European Uppercut, a European perspective of American pro wrestling. I hope they don't like the catchphrase of all wrestling. Oh no. Now we're going to be feuding with everyone else. Jeez. We got to watch out for European Uppercut next. They're dangerous over there. So. But we have also, and I have none of my notes up, but we also have some great other podcasts to listen to here on the Trinity Topics Network.
Such as Lou Chat.
The podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground. Ain't nothing else. That's all I talk about is Lucha Underground. That's
very specific.
Straight to the point. And just announced earlier today, before I started doing this podcast, we're going to have a special guest on next week for the season finale, mid-season finale.
Mid-season finale, yeah.
None other than my friend. She's five types of cool. Her name's Anna New Orleans. Trust me, guys. She's cool as hell, and she likes talking about Lucha Libre wrestling. So she's going to be on the show next week to chat about Lucha Underground. She's the one that gets me all the interviews. So she's going to be on that. She's going to be on the show next week, not the upcoming show.
Very, very cool. Very cool. Well, that's good. Because, you know, with the mid-season, finale, a little bit of a break, that'd be good to do that at that time. Good timing.
Yes. Yeah, we've been trying to get her on, but she's extremely busy. So that kind of sucks, but glad she was coming on. Hopefully she'll be on that for the mid-season finale. Don't forget, we also have Spanish Announce Table. They talk about what they talk about on their show. NFL Easy Picks. Hopefully they talk about the NFL, not the NBA or the NHL.
Or the NHL.
maybe Major League Soccer, but I'm not sure. We got Squabble Box. Legends on Siren FM. Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. All Beer Inside. And so much more. Didn't they just do a old school at the movies?
Yes, they did. Part one of the year-end review. I haven't listened to it yet, so I can't give any sneak peeks to it. Because I think it came out after I had already captured all my podcasts for the day, but yeah, so that'd be an interesting listen to. Shout out to Mr. Old School there.
Yes, hopefully they talk about movies and whatever else they talk about on.
I think movies and entertainment in general. I believe that they talk about.
I don't want to categorize them as just indie movies or big movies. They talk about movies. But once again, I want to thank the people at Fully Loaded Wrestling for the little buffer that they gave us.
Yes.
They put in a request for a show that we should watch, or I asked them for a show that we should watch, you know, a best representation of their product. And hopefully we can review that one pretty soon here.
Yeah, that would be great. So, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, thank you to specifically, I believe it was JJ Cash that sent that over to us from Fully Loaded Pro.
And it looks like I am done fighting with the guys at WrestleCast. So
yeah, but before you go, Twitter, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Oh, speaking of being on Twitter, I am on Twitter. I am FinFish, S-C-U. On Twitter, easy and simple. You can find me on Gmail. I am finfishscu on gmail.com.
Yep. And as for myself, it's Mr. Fourth Row. Spell that Mr. out. Put a 4th there in the middle. That goes with Twitter and at Gmail as well. So, got anything else there for us, Finn?
I was saying I was done fighting with this episode of Wrestle Center Voltage. I might not be done fighting with anyone else. I'm done fighting with this episode.
Yeah. So Word Device, don't feed the internet trolls. And for now, that's all we have to fight about this week. So until next week, fight on.
All right.
Hey, everybody. It's your boy, JJ Cash, the official voice of Foil-Loaded Wrestling. And you're listening to the awesome What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.